Okay. Hello, everyone. I'll just pray for us before we start. God, I'm so thankful and so filled with joy. God, your presence is here in this house, so I'm so thankful, Lord. And I thank you for this church, God, this place that you've called each of us here individually. And even though we're small and we don't have a big program or things to show, Lord, I know that you're so pleased with this church, God. And this is such a special place to you, Lord. I'm so honored and thankful to be a part of this church, God. And I just pray that as I share my testimony, God, I pray that you would be glorified, Jesus. And Father, that we may just look upon you and just marvel at your goodness, faithfulness, your beauty, Father. Every step of the way, God. Thank you so much, Jesus. Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay. Hello, my name is Pauline, and I'm so thankful to share my testimony with you today and to become a member of Hill Community Church. I'm so joyful right now. I was born in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I grew up moving almost every other year, including across the U.S., in Korea, and in England, because my parents were involved in church planting and other ministry for much of my childhood. And when I was 12, my family and I moved from Cambridge, England, back to the States, to Pasadena. And I had attended the various churches that my parents helped to start and plant, but at that age, I still didn't fully comprehend the significance of the gospel personally. And as I started middle school, sixth grade, and when God began to stir my heart to ponder more deeply about my faith, at the same time, Satan also began to plant seeds of depression and hopelessness within me. And I know it's young, but when I look back, the enemy was trying to damage my future trajectory and steal my destiny from that transition point from childhood to adolescence. And my deep, silent struggles with belonging and identity meant that I pushed myself physically and mentally to very extreme, dangerous levels, including not sleeping for days because of stress and starving myself and exercising strenuously every day from the age of 12. And daily fantasies of suicide, but I did not know that was not normal. But God is so good. He had a plan for my life, a plan to save me before I even knew it. And when I was 14, my family and I moved back to England, and I was completely cut off again from my previous life, environment, and peers. My family was so isolated, and we lived in the middle of a farm. And though I hated it at the time, that move was one of God's saving mercies for my life. It was in those years in England that God began to heal me. And I believe I first began to sense God's whisper. It wasn't a clear voice yet, but His presence was calling me to step into a real two-way relationship with Him. And in hindsight, it was then that my prayers became real, and I began to humble myself for the first time to pray. The next year at a Christian music camp, the Luke 15 passage of the prodigal son impressed deeply into my heart for the first time. And over several days there, reflecting on verse 20, "But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him." I remember being so surprised at the response of the father. Where I expected rebuke, he responded in love. And on the last day there, God touched my heart for the first time. With His love, I repented of my sins and gave my life to Christ, and I was filled with the joy of the Lord. It was an incredible feeling of breathing for the first time. And that day He set me free from depression forever. In 2013, I was baptized. And in my latter years of high school and early college, my walk with God was still developing through ups and downs as I wrestled with surrendering the reins of my life completely to God. But looking back, I'm so moved by how strongly and persistently God was meeting me, speaking to me, and training me in many, even supernatural ways through dreams, visions, and miraculous answers to prayer, even though I was so fickle. In 2016, as a college junior, I began to be intrigued by what it meant to be, quote, righteous before God. And I resolved to enforce intense spiritual discipline into my life. Failing many times to deep disappointment, I guess I still struggled to see God for who He truly is. And I had an image of Him as a dictator or a master who I couldn't please. Deeply disillusioned and angry with God at what I thought were His impossible expectations of me as a Christian, I went on a retreat with a mission organization called For Christ Mission that winter. And it was there that God spoke to me through 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. God told me so clearly that it wasn't about me. It was about His Son, Jesus. God was on my side, not against me, and I was already righteous because of His Son, pleasing because of His Son. I saw Jesus on the cross, and I understood the true weight of grace and why Jesus' death and resurrection changed everything. I experienced the incredible feeling of being set free from myself. And if there's any single most mind-blowing, earth-shattering, transformative moment of my life, it was this one. And the Holy Spirit pierced me. And when I saw clearly who Jesus is, I immediately fell on my face in worship, surrendering my life to live for Jesus alone as my Lord and Savior and my true love. After that, I became crazy for Jesus. Whereas before my faith was so me-centered, the freedom I felt from realizing it was all about Jesus was so surreal. I never felt so joyful and free in my entire life. And Jesus met me in my room intimately in worship and prayer, and the Word suddenly became alive to me. And I ate of it avidly and just so joyfully, with great delight. And since then, God has continued to be faithful to me through many ups and downs and failures, learning experiences, hurts and struggles with family, anxieties regarding my future. God has been molding me in spite of my stubbornness. I can see that while I continue to make my faith so me-centered, God continues to remind me it's all about Jesus. I still struggle with fear of disappointing God, and much of my anxiousness derives from that. Since I moved home a little over a month ago, God has been bringing up a lot of things in my heart I didn't know were there, including family hurts, insecurities about myself, and frustrations at where I am in my life right now. I'm learning to lay down my frustrations at myself, as well as my pain and my relationships, and depend so completely on Him. I thank God because I can see He wants to heal me even more deeply and establish me on an even firmer foundation of Jesus Christ. It's been a weird time of confusion and insecurity, but this testimony reminds me again that all I need to do is put my faith in Jesus, to hide in Him, go deeper into Him, let His blood cover all over me, seep into my every cell, and transform me as I abide in Him. I always want Him to work in my circumstances, but He always wants to work inside my heart first. Coming to Hill Community Church has been so healing for me as He calls me back to just be with Him as a beloved daughter. He reminds me of the supernatural peace and confidence that comes from knowing His love purely like I did at first. I want to go deeper into Jesus this year than any other year. I want to go so deeply into Jesus that all I can see and think is Jesus. Right now, He wants me to listen to His voice above any other voice, which starts with laying down my own. Please pray for me that I can lay down my own voice and shut out the world and be like clay in the hands of my Creator. As He changes me and directs my heart toward Him in a way that's beautiful to Him. And I bless us as one body of Christ that we will experience this transformation together this year and be filled with the supernatural joy and peace that comes from trusting Him absolutely.
Amen.
Thank you.